This is an executive summary of 721 exchange lockup periods explained, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When you do a 721 exchange and receive up units, you generally can't immediately convert them to write shares for liquidity. There's typically a lockup, or holding, period first. This lockup period is a defined time, often around a year, though it varies, during which you hold the units but can't yet convert them to shares. Understanding the lockup period is important for planning your liquidity, because it delays when you can access the conversion to shares liquidity after the exchange. During the lockup, you hold the units, earning distributions, deferring the gain, but must wait to convert. This guide explains what a lockup period is, why it exists, typical durations, what you can and can't do during it, and how to plan around it. A lockup period, also called a holding period, is the time after you receive your op units during which you can't yet convert them to write shares. When you do a 721 exchange, you receive op units, but the operating partnership agreement, and the rights terms, typically require you to hold the units for a defined period before the conversion to shares right becomes available. So immediately after the exchange, you hold the units but are locked up from converting them. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.